they're the crew, covering all Lily Presley, bringing you the news. It's Sunday Night Raw, gonna rock your world. Tune into the podcast, let the chaos unfurl. The energy's electric, the passion's on fire.
That's right. It's the Kicking Out Podcast, brand new episode. It's Sunday night. It's October 20th, 2024. We are the Kicking Out Podcast, podcast about AEW, the only AEW-centric podcast you need to be listening to. I'm Tanner Lee, co-host Paul Zartman, Austin Shepherd in the house. Fellas, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Cannot complain. Can't complain. Still got the title. The title still over my shoulder, like it's going to be the rest of 2024, into 2025, into 2026.
Are you done?
And my baseball team.
Shut up.
The New York Yankees, for the first time in 15 years, are headed to the World Series.
Shut up.
Life is good.
Shut up.
How much money have they spent in the last 15 years to buy a World Series appearance? How much?
A lot. And I'm sure the Cubs would love to spend that because the Cubs spend nothing and their results show for it.
Shut up.
Hey, at least we won in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Shut up, both of you.
That's true. You know what? Hey. I just realized, Shep, both my team last night, your team in 2016, beat Cleveland, so...
Yeah, it's true.
Shut up.
Yeah, well, you know, Cleveland has identity crises.
Yeah.
We got Stephen Chambers in the house. We have Majin in the house. Stephen's already telling me the Yankees suck.
Fuck the Yankees.
You said it for me, Shep. Thanks.
And Majin's saying, and my hockey team just got done thrashing the Penguins to go 5-0 to start the season. Avs blowing. Yeah, the Avalanche are not off their good start.
Hey, what team's Marty McSwirley on this year?
Retirement.
Playing for that new Utah team, the Utah Hockey Club.
Hey, I'll be out there November 16th, 17th, and 18th.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Stephen Chambers says he's going to vomit if it turns into the World Series Subway Series. That'd
you
be
know
the first
what?
Time in 2000.
I want to see it. I don't mind the Dodgers. But if anybody's going to beat the freaking horrible Yankees, I want it to be the Mets.
You know, I am feeling a little uncomfortable. I think I need to change my hat.
Oh, God. Shep, I might leave this podcast early if he keeps this crap up.
Yeah, I've been eating Sudafed and Mucinex all day, and this is what I got to put up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't even have the Yankees prop ready. He doesn't even have it ready.
No, I'm going to change my hat, and he's putting on a freaking Yankees gear. He's lucky I'm not admin anymore. I just stop everything for him.
That's better.
This is why he won't let me have my admin rights back, because he knows I would turn his camera off.
You look like you're trying to be Joe Girardi or something.
God. Hey, he was the manager in 2009. Aaron Boone saved his job last night.
You know what? At least when we get... At least when the Guardians got strikes called on them, they were actually in the strike zone, unlike when the Yankees throw balls and it gets called a strike to end the game.
I mean, is that going to cost you 4 out of 5 games?
It cost us one.
Yeah. And
the only thing that matters is they won on October 17th. That is all that matters. I'm happy with that fact.
Told you we'd give you one.
So, that was my dad's birthday. They won on my dad's birthday. That's all I can ask for.
Modern saying Marty McSwirley's on the retirement home team with Gretzky. And he wants to know a question that Paul usually asks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Shep, what are we drinking? Uh-oh.
Well, we're drinking the same thing as always. We started a little early today, about noon, watched the Colts game, took a break.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, it was an ugly win, but we won.
They got a W. That's all that matters.
Hey, W's a W.
What an awful coaching decision not to start Flacco, but whatever.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, I took a break, cooked dinner for the family, and switched to beer, you know, try to stay hydrated during the middle of the day.
What was for dinner? What'd Shep cook up in the kitchen?
Oh, we did mini Philly cheesesteaks on the Blackstone.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely the little brioche hot dog buns from Kroger. Just butter them up, fill them up with Philly cheesesteak shit. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took 3 Mucinex and 4 Sudafed and made a vodka. So,
so if Shep falls asleep in the middle of the podcast, guys, don't worry.
Actually, I timed it where if it depends how long this podcast take, I can have 2 more Sudafed before 10:30, technically.
Oh, we'll be off before 10:30.
Yeah. Well, I assume so, but
you guys don't sound like you're ready for some fun tonight or what?
I am drinking lemonade flavored water out of my "You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, Kid" cup that my wife got for me.
So lemonade flavored water, isn't that lemonade?
No, it's weird. It's a flavoring packet to put in your water.
It's like one of those Crystal Light ones.
Yeah. So if you're not a fan of just plain water, which I can't stand the taste of water, water does taste different depending on where it comes from. Don't argue with me on that one. We could be here for 5 hours on that argument.
Now hold on. Are you talking tap water or bottled water?
See, it doesn't matter. Tap water, bottled water. The water out of a purified pitcher thing, they all taste different. They all have their own unique tastes. And
I don't disagree with that. But what are you or what do don't you like is why you're putting aspartame into your water.
I just don't like the taste of it.
So you don't like tap water? Or you don't
like tap water.
You don't like filtered water?
I don't like filtered water. The only water I don't mind is from a little shop just down the road from us here.
Oh, yeah.
On 5th Street.
A little Culligan bottled water?
Yeah, I'm good with Culligan bottled water. I
love Culligan bottled water.
But, you know, as a broke man, I can't afford that stuff. So, you know.
Get your Culligan filter. They make them.
I know.
Yeah. Get you some... I got Culligan ice cubes in the house, but I don't have it out in the barn.
But yeah, so just that's what I'm drinking. Lemonade.
Did anybody else see a tomato-faced sting behind me right there?
That was very red-faced sting.
Yeah, this is Halloween Havoc 98, by the way, behind me. About to see NWO Wolfpack Sting versus Bret the Hitman Hart.
Well, that defeats, you know, my next question of, hey, Tanner, what are you watching?
I beat you to it. So that's what I'm watching. Halloween Havoc 98 started with 3 matches left. So we got this match. We got the epic. I'm laughing here. The epic Warrior versus Hogan match. And then DDP versus Goldberg, which Peacock has the whole match. But when people ordered it that night, it went black before the match was over back in 98. So. Yeah,
Bischoff forget to pay the bill or something?
Yeah, I don't remember the story, what happened. I don't know if they went over the time limit or what, but they had to replay the match for free the next night on Nitro. So it was just a mess. It's, you know, kind of when the downfall of WCW started, 98-ish. So,
Yeah.
I'm
watching Collision, by the way. Last night's Collision.
Majin's calling me and Paul out for drinking anything but water, but Paul's got a Mountain Dew. I do only have water. I will say I only got water tonight. Boring.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. There's one other great that doesn't like the taste of water. And he's a legend. He could drink 15 to 20 Diet Cokes in 18 holes.
He can
drink up to 40 Good Boys in a day. He can drink 3 bottles of vodka in a day, verified by Kid Rock.
He can drink a whole ton of chocolate milk, too.
Yeah, man, that would give me the bubble guts.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so just because, hey, Paul, you're in very, very rare company of guys that don't like water. And the other one's a legend, and can smoke 17 cigarettes in an hour and hit a ball 300 yards.
So maybe Paul's on his way to becoming a legend.
Just saying, Paul. It's in the making.
Yeah. Used to smoke, too, so there's that.
Oh, you get – hey, John Daly didn't like quitters.
I switched.
Oh, okay.
I vape now.
Oh.
It's cheaper.
There you go.
It's so many comments that are just going to – hey, there we go. I hit the old mute button on myself. Yeah, let's go on because I just saw Tanner's boy JPJ's tweet, and we should probably move on from that.
Everything pro wrestling. What's going on? JPJ's not in here. What are you talking about?
I just saw his tweet is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Right. JPJ.
We're not going down political rabbit hole. Not
I didn't say it was political.
I just assumed the way you stated that. So.
The next comment down is political. I know exactly the TikTok he's talking about, and I did.
Before we get
this
into the nitty gritty, I gotta ask: did you see the TikTok from the Taker podcast? Yes, 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 I did.
Yeah. Yes, we're not going down that rabbit hole.
I don't have TikTok, so what?
We're gonna have a social media war between Taker King and Dave Bautista here in the next coming days. Let me just put it that way.
Taker Kane and Dave Bautista.
Well, Undertaker's podcast, the number one wrestling podcast out there, 6 feet under.
Right behind the Kicking Out podcast.
Yeah, right behind.
Yes. Yeah, right behind.
I believe it's this week, if not next week. His guest is Donald Trump. So they did a little teaser thing on TikTok, but in that they mentioned Dave Bautista because Dave Bautista's Democrat. He's a big Democrat. So now they think Bautista will probably fire a shot back. It's just gonna be a whole thing. So
yeah.
In the wrestling world, let's keep it wrestling related, right?
Yep.
Under Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame. That's all I'm saying good about him.
Undertaker takes way more bigger shits than Dave Bautista.
I was a bigger Bautista fan though.
Why?
I was always a big Bautista fan growing up.
Yeah, come on. The fucking dead man recreated himself three different times, and a guy gets a bunch of tattoos and goes, come on.
The Undertaker was great.
Go back to OVW.
Recreated himself. But Batista's turn on Evolution, winning the title WrestleMania 21, that was all in my middle school childhood. That was one of the best long-term storytellings they've ever done.
We were grown-ups by that time.
Well, wait a minute.
You guys
are
old.
Hold on. You're saying Dave Bautista was in better storyline than any of the Undertaker storylines?
No. The Undertaker Kane storyline is one of the best in wrestling history.
Oh, well, okay. I'm just saying what you just said.
Undertaker's a legend, Hall of Famer, but
GOAT.
I liked Bautista better than Undertaker. That's all I'm saying. In the ring, in the wrestling world. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Paul, it's okay. Paul, it's okay. Calm down, Paul. He's a Yankees fan, too.
I just realized Tanner changed my little headline there from the comic relief to the water boy, so I was trying to stutter like Adam Sandler in the water boy.
Surprised it took you that long to notice.
I haven't been paying attention.
We are 14 minutes into this. We call ourselves an AEW podcast. We have not talked anything AEW related yet.
Yeah, we did. I said collisions on. That's referencing AEW. We talk AEW. Shush.
All
right. Shush.
As I'm wearing a Wyatt 6 shirt.
I mean, did something happen this week in AEW? I mean,
Veronica likes me and I like her too. And she showed me her boobies and I like them too.
I made a mistake.
Oh, God.
I made a big mistake.
Oh,
yeah, Captain Insano shows no mercy.
You can do it.
Yeah, we have some news to talk about, but
yeah, we do.
I know. I was trying to like.
Yeah, I know. I know. We got a health update this week on Bryan Danielson. Did you guys see this?
I did not.
I did not like it though.
I know.
I think it's going to need surgery.
So according to Dave Meltzer, Uncle Dave, over at the Wrestling Observer.
And Dave likes Undertaker over Bautista too, so fuck off. Anyways, go ahead.
You and Dave can be great buddies. So Danielson set to have an MRI scan in the near future to see what damage has been done to his neck. Danielson reportedly had an MRI scan earlier this year that showed significant damage to his neck, but not quite enough to rule him out of action completely, resulting in him being able to finish out his last full-time year. The results of the MRI scan will determine what Danielson does next, as the hope currently is that he will not need surgery, but if the damage has gotten a lot worse, he may need to go under the knife, which could put a potential in-ring return in jeopardy, depending on how well the surgery and his recovery goes.
So, and from also what I read is he is heavily, heavily involved with stem cell, and he's hoping he can treat this with stem cell.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So
I don't know enough about stem cell to be dangerous to talk about. So obviously I'm going to take Danielson's side on this one, and hopefully he's going to make the right decision for him, for himself, his family, and obviously his in-ring career, because I don't want to see him done. I don't want to see him go out like the way he went out either. So
right. Right. Yep. If he could still get back in the ring, wrestle, I don't know, a handful of matches a year, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still want to see him wrestle Kingdom in January. I still want to see it.
Oh, we know Tokyo Dome.
I don't think we're going to get it in 2 months. Yeah. I don't think he can be healthy in 2 months, but I want to see it next year.
Tokyo Dome. Tokyo Dome. Tokyo Dome.
Don't get me fired up, boys.
How about the backstage news on why Darby Allin didn't win the world title at WrestleDream? You guys see this?
Basically got trumped.
Yeah. He
got trumped.
So Meltzer, no pun intended, reported that AEW was considering giving Darby Allin a title run, even speculating that could have occurred at WrestleDream after All Out. However, it became clear that creative plans had changed when Allin put the guaranteed world title shot he'd already won up for grabs in a match against Moxley at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. Moxley won, leaving Allin to wrestle longtime rival Brody King at WrestleDream instead of Danielson. But like we know, Allin was heavily involved in the post-match beatdown of the Blackpool Combat Club that occurred after Moxley won the title in the show's main event, leading many fans to believe he's being set up as a conquering hero who will ultimately take Moxley down. So
is this meaning that Tony Schiavone finally gets to say, it's Darby?
Oh, God, I hope they don't force that. That'd be awful. That'd be awful.
Hey, look, when this all started, I said, I just hope they don't go in the NWO route. And you said, I don't think they are. And here they are in the NWO route.
Yeah, we got the Mox World Order going on right now. Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I think it could be a lot darker than the NWO ever was.
Yeah, oh, it will be.
And I think that's the only way it's going to work, because like you said, we've already had the NWO. We don't need another hostile takeover. If we're going to have a takeover, it needs to just be dark and I don't want to use the word scary, but yeah, dark, scary.
A little disturbing.
Disturbing, unpredictable. It needs us. We need to have some true cliffhangers like we did back in the Monday Night Wars.
Yes.
When it goes off the air, we're going to go, holy shit, what did we just watch?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But now we need that to be, holy shit, what did we just watch? Mox says, hold my beer, or hold my non-alcoholic beer. I'm gonna take it
up. Hold my water.
I'm going to take it up a level. And I think we can see that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
And I'm guessing he has pretty much free creative control over this. I'm sure he runs it past TK. But TK's like, okay, you ran it past me, do whatever you want type deal. Like you did what you're supposed to do, but you know, just don't get us kicked off national television and you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got to give it to you, Paul. You did call that a long time ago. But I think this angle's got a lot more potential than the angle they tried earlier this year, the storyline, I should say, not angle, with the Bucks and the Elite taking over and, you know, trying to take over from TK. I mean, that thing folded like a lawn chair real quick. I think this has a lot more legs to it, especially with the teams we've seen involved trying to fight for the glory of AEW so far.
Yeah, and you know, I sent a TikTok to you guys and off of Twitter. So yeah, however that works, you know. But where a guy said basically this was Mox sacrificing his best friend to fire everybody up. And that has kind of been what we've seen. We've seen people step forward and enter into this storyline that necessarily wouldn't have. Guys calling shots that wouldn't have called shots before. I mean, you got Danny Garcia behind me right now who walked up to the Bucks and said, hey, you know, why don't you get involved in this? You guys are EVPs. Why don't you do something to stop this? So
yeah,
we're getting people fired up. And yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that more here in a little bit. A lot of thoughts from Dynamite this week. A few other newsworthy items I wanted to talk about. Did you guys see the news about Sting today?
I did not.
He has signed a new contract, a multi-year contract with AEW. He said it's not for in-ring. It's more for licensing of merchandise, all that stuff, marketing stuff. So, but
that's okay.
Kind of almost like a Legends deal in sorts.
Yeah. We knew he was going to be doing stuff backstage, and that's what I want to see.
Yep.
How can you see if it's backstage, Paul?
You'll see it within the work that starts to come out from the individuals he's coaching, from different storylines, different maybe camera angles that they haven't tried before that they might have tried back in WCW days.
I was being more of a smartass, but thank you for the good answer.
Yeah,
I always have good answers.
A few comments here on YouTube I want to get to. Stephen Chambers said, future booking. Adam Copeland returns facing Mox, beats Mox, and Christian cashes in the contract, and Copeland says, "Oh shit, not again." Interesting. Okay. Interesting. And he also said the Young Bucks did confirm their wrestling at Wrestle Dynasty. Yes, did see that. They said they'd be over there in Japan one more time. Could be the last time, they said.
They said that in 2019, too, when they started AEW.
Right. Stephen Chambers also said Darby looks like Pepto-Bismol wearing that pink jacket. Yeah.
Yeah, that pink furry jacket's got to go.
And he also said he could see the Bucks turning face and Perry joining Moxley.
I don't think the Bucks. We've only had, what, 7-8 months of this EVP gimmick, right?
Yeah.
I think this gimmick could run a whole nother year.
Yeah, they kind of they debuted it in February or March-ish because build the revolution. So,
And I like it, and I think there's a lot of open-ended storylines here with guys to go up against the Elite.
Yep.
I don't see that ending anytime soon. I don't see them turning face, and I think they're way better heels than they are faces.
Modern says congratulations to Toni Storm on being named the number one women's wrestler. This was on the PWI Top 500
wrestlers. Although she did, she took the clean L in CMLL the other night.
Yeah.
Was it CMLL or AAA?
I think it's CMLL. CMLL. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I get them confused.
Yeah.
She's lost three times this year, once to Mariah May, once in Japan, and once in CMLL.
Yeah, but did you guys see her entrance that a lot of the wrestling social media places had? Her entrance in CMLL was great with the mask.
Oh yeah.
Over dramatic black and white. It was really well done.
I still think she's the one that's going to take the title off Mariah. I think she's going to come back and win it again.
I don't think there's anybody else close to that level.
No, there's not. There's not.
There's not.
So
the women's division, while we've talked about it, you know, the talent's got better, the depth's got better. The title pictures are so messed up right now. They haven't made anybody strong enough to take either title off either champ right now. So
no.
No, I think Willow will be your new TBS.
I can see that.
And then the only person to contend with Mariah May is Toni.
Yeah.
Unless they bring in somebody outside the company, but right now all those people are kind of booked.
Yep.
You look at somebody like Jordynne Grace, you know, obviously the head of TNA. but she's so far embedded into NXT right now as well. If she goes anywhere, it's Connecticut bound, not to see AEW. Even though we did see Jordan Grace in the first ever pay-per-view in Chicago in the All Out Battle Royal.
All In 2018.
The Casino Battle Royal.
Her and the Brian, over the budget battle royal.
Yeah, her and Brian Cage, I think, went at it there. But
I like what Steven's saying there. Grand Slam in Australia in February. Tony beats Mariah. That'd make a lot of sense.
That's home. That would make a lot turf. Of sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tickets are not selling good for that, by the way. It's a weird venue. No. Big venue. Really big.
It's a soccer stadium, right?
I believe so, or rugby, something like that. So
soccer, rugby.
Yeah, same thing.
It's all that.
No, weird. Not same thing.
I was going to say they are not the same thing, Tanner. Not
same thing, but
I'm not a sports guy, and I know that. Yeah. Come on.
Next thing you know, Tanner's going to be talking about cricket down there. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I do need to touch up on my cricket.
Hey, you want to hear the most degenerate sports betting thing of all time?
What?
So back in the day, and I will leave names out of here, but there was a group of guys from Rochester that would use this site called Luck Train. And Luck Train was just a website you could post bets on. And there was a gentleman that you would settle up with every Tuesday. So what would happen was is you get your ass kicked on Sunday football and you'd lose Sunday night football and you go to bed. And if you had whatever your quota was set by this guy, if you were there, you'd have to mail him money on Monday. Or you could get on there and there was two things. There was Australian cricket and Korean baseball. And you could always – I have no idea about either one of those sports, but I couldn't tell you how many times I was putting $20, $30 parlays on 2-3 team cricket bets and Korean baseball bets to not pay this son of a bitch on Tuesday. Degenerate stuff. But
I got a good one like that. I'm not going to name names. Good buddy of mine, though. He likes to gamble a lot. And right when the pandemic happened, you know, everything shuts down. He's getting the itch, though. He needs to gamble something. And he finds the only thing he could find was Japanese ping pong, the bet. So he started betting on Japanese ping pong. I was
They take that shit seriously.
I was like, I think you got a problem if you're betting on ping pong.
Well, I have bet on Australian cricket, and I have bet on Korean baseball.
He loves to bet on balls and strikes. So.
Hey, I bet on the coin flip every year of the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, that's interesting. All right.
I don't bet.
Don't.
I tried it.
Don't start.
Yeah, don't
start. I deposited $20 in DraftKings, and I've never deposited any more money. I haven't won more than $20, but.
You want to know the bad part about DraftKings? Is this summer I had a family vacation up into the southern state or the southern part of Michigan. And I would do my normal DraftKings, like NASCAR lineups and stuff like that. But up in Michigan, you are opened up to the DraftKings casino. So I literally sat in the pool one day and played blackjack for 2 hours. And my wife kept asking me, like, are you ever going to get out of the pool? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Well, she goes, you're not even like drinking beer, or having a cocktail. I was like, no, I'm busy. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Yeah, I played blackjack. It was degenerates upon degenerates. So yeah, there's my degenerate story.
Yeah, there we go.
We should make myself feel better and talk about some AEW.
All right.
I'm getting a self complex. I'm going to go make a drink. I'm gonna have to go make a drink about it.
Majin saying Anna Jay will hold a title eventually. I know Paul will be all for that.
Yeah. Can we get an end in the next 2 months?
And so you get a prediction. Because I think Shep's going to be the only one that nails one of the title predictions. So.
Yeah.
And that's worth an extra 5 bonus points on the next
No.
Pick 'em. Yeah, it is. That's worth 5 bonus points.
I think we should do that for our picks for the end of 25.
Oh, now we're going to try.
He says, well, after I beat Roman's reign as, you know, a champion, I can do whatever I want. I'm going for
Bruno's ring. What are you talking about? Modern said, I've got to say props to Harley Cameron, too, for becoming a great hand. She can do anything you need her to. Have a good match, bet. Sing and dance, bet. Be comedic, bet. Cut a good promo, bet.
Majin, you just like her because she comes out with Soraya.
Yeah. Stephen Chambers said, Thunder Rosa, Mina, guessing Mariah before Tony comes back. Yeah, Thunder Rosa's back. She's cleared again. Yeah. Ready to go. That's good.
For a match or two.
Yeah. She's had bad luck with injuries. A few more, two more notes.
Oh, hold on. My mic was muted there. Sorry. You talked about Thunder Rosa.
Yep.
Can I be negative for one time?
Mm-hmm.
Just once?
I used to really be high on Thunder Rosa.
You did?
I did. I enjoyed her.
We all were.
I enjoyed her a lot. And I know she's gotten hurt and yada, yada, yada. But I listen to her every Friday, usually. Sometimes Thursday on Busted Open. And she just... When she starts talking, I literally want to change the channel. I don't know if it's the tone of her voice or just her outlook on professional wrestling that I don't agree with, which is okay because we can all agree to disagree, but she is just nails on a chalkboard to me. And she was hurt. She came back. And I remember those matches she had with, I think it was Jade Cargill. They were awful. Mm-hmm. And we kind of blamed Jade for being green. But I think it was more Thunder Rosa ring rust than Jade being green. And I have a feeling we haven't seen Jade in a while, and she's going to come out and have a match or two. And I think we're going to be talking about the same thing. It's not smooth. It's not good transitions. It's I don't know. It's just... It's not television worthy product. So my thoughts on her. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Nope. All good. All good. One guy I want to talk about is Ricky Starks. Mm. Ricky Starks says he feels he owes fans, AEW fans, an explanation. He's still contracted under AEW, according to Sean Rassap of Fightful. He's under contract for a little while. Nobody really knows the end date, but it's a little while. He has not appeared on AEW television since the March 30th episode of Collision. That's when he got hurt during the match or had a injury scare. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's been a lot of rumors. But Starks came out, and this was on High Spot Sign It Live virtual signing the other day. He said, I wish I could give you an answer about his whereabouts. He says, I'm healthy. I'm ready to get back in the ring. I'm in shape, obviously. I've always been in shape. Sometimes it just isn't up to me, I guess, as they say. So I love wrestling. I'm going to figure out a way to do it one way or the other. I at least think I owe the fans some type of explanation to the best of my ability, to the best of my knowledge. Some people don't want to believe that. That's fine. I don't give a blankety blank. But yeah, I wish I had more of a definitive answer. Sometimes darkness is your only friend when you're definitely trying to find the light.
Mm. You think he's getting punished because he's so close to Cody?
It's hard not to think that's got something to do with it.
Because he's been backstage pictures, sure, of Royal Rumble, backstage, mm-hmm, pictures of WrestleMania. He's there. And then all of a sudden we don't see him on AEW television where he's getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, he's too talented not to put on TV if you have on your roster, but I guess if they truly know he has no interest in re-signing when his contract's up and he wants to head to WWE, NXT, excuse me, whatever, I guess that's their right not to use him at all.
I just don't. I guess it shocks me a little bit from Tony because of how open Tony is with sharing talent to other promotions. Obviously, not Connecticut, but punishing a guy that was kind of on a little bit of a roll there, had some momentum behind him, and, you know, just because he showed up with maybe arguably the one of the hottest stars in the world right now, that's not in your company, that used to be in your company, that helped start your company.
That you could have kept in your company another year. People forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
They had an option on the deal, and Tony didn't pick it up.
So. Yeah, so I just hate to think that.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong that he's not getting punished because of
that.
Yeah.
He's young enough. The only good thing is he's young enough.
Yeah.
He's in his mid 20s.
Yeah. Let's see.
I want to say
early to mid.
I want to say he's 25 or 26.
34.
Holy shit! He's old.
Born February 21st, 1990.
Wow.
Wow. All right, still 34 years old. He's still
that's got, right in your prime, or not even quite in your prime as a professional wrestler. So
the only problem is he's not being used right now.
Yeah,
at 34 years old.
Stephen Chambers said maybe it's Starks who attacked Taz, which we're supposed to find out this week because Hook said he knows who it is. So
yeah,
but Majin said it could be Hobbs. He says Hobbs was cleared and then randomly dropped off from the Callis family.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Hobbs. Steven says cruiserweight version of The Rock, Ricky Starks.
It's kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie.
Shep's a lot older than 34, Steven. Don't worry. Yeah, he's calling 34 old.
34, I'm 35. I just turned 35-ish.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're a little older than me there, Shep.
Paul, you're only 32? Good for you, man. You look good for 32.
Yeah. So what's that make Tanner like 25?
Tanner looks like a 47 in that stupid Joe Girardi hat.
I do feel 47.
I feel like that hat's been through the washer more than...
It's seen better days. It's pretty old. It's pretty wore out. Stephen Chambers says he's 50.
Hey, halfway to 100. Congratulations, my friend.
That's a milestone for a lot of people.
Yeah. All right, we got one more bit of news I want to cover before we get in and talk about Dynamite. Rampage, Collision, Battle Belts, if any of you watch it, because I didn't watch any of those three. I only watched Dynamite this week.
I'm watching Collision right now.
You are watching Collision right now. Did you
pay attention, Tanner?
Yeah, I'm all over the place tonight. AEW reportedly re-signed several referees. Amongst the recent criticism of ref errors on pay-per-views.
Let me guess. They signed my buddy. Mr. Dockers himself. Fucking bell-bottom, skinny jean-wearing. Nice guy.
Good old Super Rick nice Knox. It actually didn't name any names of refs they re-signed. It just said they re-signed a number of referees who were given new one-year deals earlier this year, to the point that a number of officials may actually be halfway through them. No specific names were given to Fightful, nor a specific number. Some referees' deals with the company had come to an end by the time they were renewed, but Fightful claims longer deals are being planned for them in the future, given the timing these longer deals will likely come into play in 2025.
Hey, look.
I think we all know that Audrey got re-signed,
and Bryce did.
Yeah,
I think literally the officials are very good in AEW, and I give that guy shit just because he's had a couple blunders. Nobody's perfect, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, at least Rick Knox has never pushed somebody's shoulder down to the mat for a three count.
Well. Look at Rick Knox's history. Like, look at the stuff he did in.
He's a Bucks boy.
PWG. Like, I mean, the guy did.
Oh, the dude. The guy did
Tope Suicidas with the Bucks. I mean,
yeah.
You can't argue that. I just wish he would get some fucking pants that would fit. But
he's still living that referee indie scene lifestyle, man. Maybe he was probably like four sizes bigger when he bought those pants, and then he lost weight. And look at his shirt; it's baggy too. So he just probably never bought new clothes.
That, or maybe he's doing the same stuff Tony Khan is to stay up 3 days at a time to write storylines.
A lot of coffee.
Sorry, I got a runny nose, guys.
Yeah. Imogen said, Aubrey, when she gets a long-term deal, I wonder how much that'll be for. She's their best ref.
Yeah. We can only hope she gets paid more than Mercedes, but, you know, Aubrey's we know
good.
That won't happen.
Bryce is good. Paul Turner's pretty good. Those are the big three, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Imogen says he doesn't like how that Fing mask is staring into his soul.
Better.
I thought you were going to go put it on.
Wow, that made the whole podcast better.
Oh!
You set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Well, Dynamite Wednesday night. I liked how they started with an appearance from Adam Cole, baby. Nice pop from the crowd. We see him and MJF, who appears on the screen, go back and forth. You know, I got mixed feelings about this feud. I'm all for seeing them wrestle because we never got that right from last year's feud. But how they're trying to spin it is so weird. Now that MJF's the heel and Adam Cole's the face, and they're trying to spin it like MJF was always the heel during the story, which we know that wasn't true. I don't know what else you do. So
I thought Adam Cole struggled a little bit with this promo. I know MJF's was taped, obviously.
Sure.
In the fancy, I would call that like a hunting lodge type look. Mm-hmm. Drinking a little red wine.
Like
little
always.
Little Cabernet Sauvignon.
A little bit of the bubbly.
No, there's no bubbly in that one. but I appreciate that, Mr. No Face over there.
He's got to be getting that mask on or something.
Yeah. I thought MJF carried this little set. So that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. I'm not into real estate, guys, but that's a lot.
It's cool, mask though.
No, my nose ring fell out, so I figured I'd take that opportunity to put it back in real quick.
There you go.
Never know what's going to happen here on KOP.
That or you don't want to, you know, next time you go get a little booger sugar, you don't want to get that nose ring up in there. You might get stuck and shit happens. I don't know.
It's a hoop.
It's a hoop. You're right.
Yeah. Like Mama Wayne.
Oh, boy.
Don't you talk about Mama Wayne. Best cuddler I've ever had. Best cuddler ever.
I'm happy for you, Chef. Steven Chambers, after Cole bashing MJF, I figured MJF would bash Cole after a breakup with Baker. Can somebody help me here? Has that ever been confirmed?
I don't think it is. I've never seen that.
Like, I feel like something happened, because I feel like if not, they would come out and just...
Look, guys, it happened. It was a weird Saturday night. I don't want Cole to be mad at me. I don't
you
know
to get
exact,
your teeth fixed.
I don't know what exactly. I had a cavity.
You had some Novocaine. One thing led to another.
And I was looking up at her. Mama Wayne was pissed, but I got that calmed down.
You thought you were just getting your teeth drilled, and some other drilling took place.
You know, those dentist chairs are multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've heard.
Yes.
Mod said he gets that Cole hasn't always been, or he gets that he hasn't always been heel in the feud, but it does fit the double standard. Oh, MJF he's referring to. And speaking of booger sugar, you watched Deadpool and Wolverine yet, Paul?
No, I haven't. Ah. I need to. It's driving me nuts. I saw it's available on Apple TV. I don't know why it's not on Disney Plus yet, but I'm excited for it. But yeah,
what do you think about Cole and MJF, Paul?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I stopped paying attention when Shep started talking about Britt Baker.
Yeah.
So, I think we need this feud, but I don't want it to be a long-term feud. Give me till full gear, end it, and move on.
What if we get one match of full gear and then another one at World's End, and then we're donezo with the feud. I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that too. Just don't drag this on to be like a 6-month feud.
So I feel like World's End, of course, it's your last pay-per-view of the year. It's right before the next year starts. I feel like that needs to be AEW's, like, an event every year we can look forward to a lot of long-term feuds, that being the last stop, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Monge said Disney usually waits at least 3 months or so from its debut in theaters. It might be up on Disney Plus around beginning of next month.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. So, it'll be soon. I'll be sitting back watching that, laughing my ass off.
Did I miss something about Disney?
No, he asked Paul, Majin asked Paul if he had seen Deadpool and Wolverine yet.
Oh.
And I said Disney Plus.
Yeah. So, but one thing I know Shep loved on Wednesday, his boys FTR back on TV as they went over Brian Keith and Big Bill in a tag match. Great pop from the crowd. FTR, but always. Even better pop afterwards when the Outrunners came out to join FTR in the ring to celebrate, shake hands, do some flexing, all that good stuff. So
Cash had that Hogan posing going on, and I didn't really like that.
And we got a promo with them and Briscoe, Mark, before the match, so that was good stuff. But question to you guys, when's FTR going to turn heel and turn on the Outrunners? Because you know it's coming.
Oh, it's going to come. It's going to come right when it comes down to who's going to face the Bucks for the next title shot. They're going to shit on them as fast as
they're going to be flexing, and then they're going to just lay them out.
Yeah. Yep. The only problem is...
I'm a forum because we haven't seen heel FTR for like 3 years. So,
yeah.
And Outrunners can be that face that the tag team division needs. So
I don't know if we want to see a heel FTR versus a heel Bucks, though.
I don't know if I want to see Bucks and FTR again. They need to let that wait for a long time. We've seen it so many times now.
Yeah.
But your tag team division, everybody talks about the depth of it, but bona fide stars or bona fide talent. Who else is up there with that type?
There's not, but you're supposed to make teams. And I still think Private Party is going to get that acclaim treatment, get another shot of full gear and go over.
But hey, and
I'd be okay with that.
And Tanner, don't take this the wrong way, but it's hard to put world championship gold over guys that are 5'8", 160.
No, I know, but it's going to happen with Darby Allin with the world championship. So
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is going to. It's going to happen.
Well, it was supposed to happen, and somebody trumped
it. It's gonna happen.
Because I think this guy trumped it and realized that's going to be a fucking joke.
I think it got trumped because Danielson wanted to go against Moxley. I think that last shot at Wrestle Kingdom was not by mistakes. Darby is going to be to AEW against the BCC, which Sting was back in the mid-90s, to WCW against the NWO.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen Darby now in a couple weeks.
Which is exactly what happened with Sting. Sting disappeared, came back with a whole new look. I mean, Darby's already got 90% of the look anyway. Yeah. So,
But I get what you're saying about Private Party, Shep. But like, and I know I've been on record saying I thought the Golden Lovers maybe will take it off of them. You know, Ibushi and Kenny when Kenny returns. I've even said the Outrunners. But how that match ended at WrestleDream, I'm really thinking, and the crowd reaction to Private Party, I'm really thinking that they might be the ones to take it off the Bucks. But got some comments here. Majin, FTR flexing just made me face palm. Would expect nothing less out of Majin and his FTR hating ass. Stephen Chambers, Full gear FTR heel turn. Brother Fluff Salisbury, the Outrunners' popularity reminds me of when Too Cool were super over for a little while in 2000.
They were. By the way, when I see Salisbury, all I can think of is Salisbury steak, one of my favorite meals, by the way.
I think of Sean Salisbury, the guy who used to be on ESPN.
Who doesn't love Salisbury steak? Like the hamburger steak with gravy on it, the mashed potatoes,
some corn.
Yep, I'm rubbing my belly right now, boys. I'm kind of hungry.
So. You better get that shirt off the camera. We don't want to get sued.
not a fundraiser. Yeah. Read the fine print.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shep, for your you don't put belts on guys like this. Both members of Private Party are taller than the Jacksons.
Okay.
Matthew's only 5'9".
Yeah. He's 5'10" and 50 pounds lighter.
But I'm saying you can't go with, you know, because if you're going to say you don't put belts on guys like this, then the company. But I'm just saying your argument falls invalid.
And I think we talked about this.
They're both taller than FTR then.
I think we talked about this last podcast. I'm pretty sure the Bucks put over Private Party and Hog Wrestling back in the day when AEW was starting. I think we had that discussion.
And they put them over in Dynamite, early Dynamite too.
Yeah, uh-huh. You brought that up.
Yeah.
Hog Wrestling was for a belt. If Private Party, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. That'll get us fucking canceled. Never mind. I just don't like it.
No, fair enough.
I don't like it. I think those guys are super talented. I think they're super athletic. They're getting better on talking. I don't understand how the one guy recovered within 6 days of having a hammer go through his hand.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, he must have had some super stem cells.
Wolverine blood.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack and the Beanstalk's stem cells are fucking awesome.
When you smacked your stomach there, Shep, Majin wanted to know if that Shep or Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Yeah, well, it's not Kamala Waltz, if that tells you anything there, Majin.
Oh boy.
Although when I see her, I think of the great Kamala.
Oh boy, here we go. Stephen Chambers says Top Flight. That's a team that's athletic. I enjoy watching, but that's kind of where I am with Shep. I can't take them serious for a title contender.
You know, ever since was it Dante Martin that just smashed his ankle at ROH through the table?
Yeah.
I don't know if those guys have ever been the same since. So,
Stuffy, hey Shep, how'd your boy do?
My boy finished 11th today. Had a little trouble on pit road because of his crew. No fault of his own. But I believe he is still plus 33 in the advancers round.
Every week.
So I didn't do anything wrong. I held my tongue 2 minutes ago.
We're thankful for that.
Yeah. Well, Tanner's a little young. Paul's a little closer to my age. But in the pre-attitude era.
New generation, right? Was that what they called that?
No.
New generation era?
Pre-attitude, like before the attitude era.
Yeah. Isn't that what they called that?
I don't know. That's when they had the more.
The cartoonish characters.
Character, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure it's called a new generation.
I'm sorry. The great Kamala with the freaking star on his belly. You know, that's what I think of. Sorry. How's that going to get me canceled?
That's a good impression.
It is.
We were referring, or he was probably referring to the Private Party conversation where you said, I'm not going to say that because it'll get us canceled.
No, and actually it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I was just going to reference their figures like twigs. And I had another comment for it, but I'm just not going to bring it up. It's no big deal. Because they're skinnier than me. Let's put it that way.
Touché. All right.
Just no comments.
This is a topic that always gets everybody fired up on the podcast. Miss Mercedes Moné defended her TBS championship against Queen Aminata. And, of course, Mercedes went over. Made her tap out.
Mm-hmm.
With the statement maker.
I think I've said this before. Queen Aminata is a very, very good professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. A very athletic lady. Would like to see her do something over the next year. really, really enjoy her work.
Yes. I actually watched this match just for
the her. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with Mercedes. I know I'm the only one on this podcast that's
I used to be on your side, but the last 3 weeks have just turned me off.
But I will say this match didn't really have my attention. The only thing I remember it like every week. If my wife's paying attention to the show at all, Mercedes comes on, she goes, "I don't like her." I'm like, "Yes, you say that every week." She's like, "Well, I don't like her."
Your wife has good taste.
Look right here. Yeah, she's got good taste.
Oh God.
I mean, we gotta hang a ribeye around her neck so the dog will kiss her.
it's just like I try to make my statement every week. She's the highest paid woman in wrestling, if we like it or not. She's going to be in AEW for a long time, if we like it or not. She's going to be in big storylines, title pictures, if we like it or not. So, I mean, we can complain about it, but it's not going to change anything. But I did, who was it that I heard say? Oh, it was Nick Nemeth on Busted Open. He thinks AEW needs to get the title off of her, give her a break for a little bit, and bring her back and freshen her character up a little bit. Make the AEW fans miss her, if that's possible. I don't know if that's possible.
Mm. Mm.
I think she needs a different gimmick than the CEO bullshit.
Yeah. No. The CEO just doesn't do it.
The dance was cool the first three times.
Now, Majin said he muted and was on his phone during this match, which sucks because I like Queen Amina.
The dance was fine when Ospreay did it. Yeah, that was just funny watching him do it. But
when you don't even have Camille doing it.
No, yeah. So that would be weird for her character doing it.
She just stands there while she does it.
It's the heater.
Kind of want to see her do it. She might pull a glute.
Are we trying to make her relevant again?
No. Romero, I'm sorry. I'm going to botch the rest of your name. Full Gary thinks John Moxley versus Orange Cassidy and World's End John Moxley versus Darby Allin. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I can see Orange being in there just because Orange was involved there at the end.
Yeah, he was one of the four shown.
Yep. He was one of the four, so don't disagree with that at all.
Which the most interesting one to me out of those, I understand Darby being shown, I understand Orange, I understand Daniel Garcia now that he's re-signed and going to go for the TNT title, it looks like, was Hook. I mean, maybe now that FTW is finally in the rearview mirror, maybe he can finally get in some interesting storylines.
Well, mm-hmm. I think before they push Hook anymore, I think they got to figure out if Hook's going to stay long-term or not.
I've heard nothing about his contract lately. No. So.
I mean, when he started talking about that, that was really hot about how he wanted to explore, yada, yada, yada. And then we haven't heard nothing of that. So,
no.
Maybe that was because they were keeping him involved in this FTW stuff. And maybe TK had no clue that he was going to retire the belt. I mean, I'm sure he would have had to have, but Taz's reaction just almost seemed too genuine to be a planned spot. Unless they just didn't tell Taz.
I'm trying to see if I can find anything on his contract on Fightful.
Which right there, if you look over to your left and then up and then down and then to your right and then backwards and then search again, you'll find it.
I don't see them on the list of contracts. I see a bunch of different contracts. Some of these are interesting. Some of these I had no idea about.
I'm telling you, it's right there. Just look. You're looking right at it.
It's right there, Tanner. No. I see it.
Nope.
It just walked off screen. Oh, wait, that was Orange.
It's all good.
Who's going to Squared Circle Expo in Indiana, Indianapolis? So,
Swerve.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega got mentioned again because it was Kenny's birthday Wednesday night. So the Elite Wrestling happy birthday.
He is an old son of a buck.
41 years old.
I didn't think he was that old.
And they poured a bunch of raw meat over a cake.
When I'm 41, I hope I have a six pack like that.
You gotta have a six pack to retain it. Just saying, Shep.
Well, I got a six pack. We just gotta get past the 13 cases in front of it.
Yeah. I got a six pack too. It's just under the keg.
Steffi's got a question. Steffi, shoot away.
Oh boy.
Go, Steffi.
Oh boy.
Yes, Romero, bring up what we mentioned earlier with the icon Sir Sting signing a multi-year contract on AEW under a Legends contract. Love it. Love it. Steffi, what the ever-loving heck do you have against the ECW?
Which one of us?
Yeah,
I love the ECW.
I'm a diehard ECW fan, so it's got to be Tanner.
Yeah, because I watched ECW more than anything back in the
day. I'm guessing honestly. Because I don't have it on behind me. That's my guess where this is coming from, because I've only played ECW once or twice probably.
Or we talk about the FTW title being retired. Maybe that was it.
Speaking of that,
She is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just saw that NXT booked the ECW arena for next month.
They did.
Yeah.
Which I think arena. Is called the 2300 arena now. But
yeah, I think you're right.
I still call it the ECW arena.
That's on a night they're going head-to-head with AEW.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got nothing against ECW. I just – it's around getting close to Halloween time, so I thought I'd throw Halloween Havoc on behind me the next 2 weeks. That was it. Stephen Chambers had seen DDP signed Legends contract with WWE. Yes, he did. They've been signing a lot of Legends to contracts.
He insinuated it. It was because of Triple H.
Yeah,
that I think if the other guy was still in charge, he would still be involved with AEW or whatever, and wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Majin says I watch the promotions that matter. This is gonna be entertaining. Watch him and Steffi go back and forth here on YouTube.
Ouch!
Oh boy.
He just asks for a fight every week.
There would have been no
ouch.
Monday Night Wars without ECW.
Yeah, they don't get talked about enough.
No, they don't. But yeah, I remember watching ECW for so long because the other two promotions were losing my interest.
Well, that and I remember in some of the documentaries, Paul finally came out and towards the end said, "Look, I was on the payroll."
Mm-hmm.
I was on the freaking payroll. They were taking my talent. They were sending me some talent to make special appearances, but I was on the payroll. I was taking the money, so I didn't give a shit.
And Paul's even gone on record saying, you know, that he pushed this star or that star to sign with this company over that company, and it did really well for him. Paul's a brilliant businessman. Not me either, Heyman. He struggled running ECW because of the type of product it was.
Paul's mind is untouchable. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes.
Brother Fluff Southberry said, I loved ECW, but my intro to wrestling was Dusty Rhodes versus Kevin Sullivan in the old Florida territory.
Well, then you gotta love some bloody wars, because I remember the old Florida territory was blood ricking, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the blood came from.
You know what I would like to see try to happen today? And I don't remember who was in the match, but I think it was either Dusty or Dustin, where they were driving down the road in the back of a truck having a wrestling match.
That was Dustin and it was in WWE, Dustin.
Yes.
Or was it WCW?
Well, Dustin had that match at WrestleMania with Roddy Piper where they came
right,
on the golden Cadillac, but I don't remember him in the bed of a truck having a match.
Blacktop Bully, King of the Roads match.
Stephen Chambers with the score update for us. Jets 15, Steelers 6 in the second quarter. How's my old buddy Russell Wilson doing? I want to know his stat line, if you don't mind, Steven.
He's a backup.
He's starting tonight, Shep. He started tonight. He's healthy, and he's starting tonight for the Steelers.
He is? What happened to Fields?
They just benched him because I guarantee you, with how Russell operates his business, guarantee he was – they told him he'd be the guaranteed starter if he came to Pittsburgh. That's how he operates. That's how he and Team 3 do. Steven Chambers said shit. Good deal. That doesn't hurt my feelings one bit. Majin, okay, that's enough extremely crappy wrestling talk for now. Let's get back on track with AEW.
I was talking.
What did you guys think of Shelton Benjamin's AEW in-ring debut against Leo Rush?
Lasted too long. Leo got way too much offense in my opinion. If you're trying to build Shelton as this unstoppable force, Leo should not have gotten as close as he did. Leo shouldn't have gotten as much offense in as he did, but that's just me.
I agree with you.
I thought Shelton hit one of the best powerful super kicks I've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This match. I've always been a Shelton Benjamin fan. I thought he was phenomenal in WWE, and I honestly thought he should have held the world championship at one point. That's how good I thought he was, but what do I know? Modern said he saw a few people question where this Shelton was during his time in WWE. The answer being buried under shit gimmicks. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 And now I'm starting to think we're not going to see Lashley until Full Gear.
I'm kind of right there with you.
Well, they do have that. Well, I just backtracked. Sorry, because they do have that Fright Dynamite coming up.
In two weeks,
and it's Swerve against Shelton. They're
already from Cleveland,
from the dumpster city of Cleveland. But so maybe, and I do like the AEW's getting back to promoting their matches a week or 2 weeks ahead of time, which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice. I haven't done
that in a long time. So maybe he debuts then. I forgot about that. Kind of backtracking.
You always backtrack.
I know I do.
You still have no really build there. That could be a really good feud, actually. Like a little bit more build, but that's okay.
Imagine saying how Shelton pinned was IC champ and pinned Triple H twice at the height of Triple H's bury everyone era. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. What'd you guys think of the Callis family holding a press conference? And we know the Callis family now. We know who's involved. We know the four guys involved.
Can we know?
Yes.
I feel like there's still something being hidden from us, but that's just me.
You got Brian Cage now, the ROH TV champion. You got Takeshka, the international champion. You got Kyle Fletcher and a newly looked Lance Archer, who changes look all up in a week.
Drew McIntyre.
That's he kind of has a wish version of Drew McIntyre going on.
Somebody posted that they took a picture of that, and the Google image search came back with Drew McIntyre, and I loved that.
Would have been a really good segment if Brian Cage wasn't involved.
I don't mind him being involved. I mean, some more muscle to the group. He does have gold now, ROH TV Championship.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody, that's just like.
But it's interesting. He and Archer look like they're going to be a tag team and maybe go after the tag team titles. Paul, what in the world are you playing for WrestleBios?
Yeah, what are you playing?
Weird.
Oh,
the King of the Road match.
There we go. That was the one with Destin in it.
Yeah.
Uncensored 95.
Yep.
Is that Earthquake on the front of that?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I think it was Hogan and Earthquake on the
front. Hey, there's a young Shivani.
I know he didn't go by Earthquake in WCW, but what do you go by in?
Majin wants to know what you got against Brian Cage, Shep. Your Mr. Muscle makes right after all.
Well, first of all, yeah, he's got the look. but he can't talk. He has zero personality, zero charisma. Just because you're a meathead doesn't mean you're automatically a professional wrestler. You know, look at a guy like Dax. Okay, he's got the build, he's got the look, but he can talk. He's got the charisma. I would take him 500 times over. So, yeah, just because you're – I mean, Goldberg was a meathead as well. Mm-hmm. He sucked.
Talking about another guy that's pretty built, brother Fluff Salisbury saying he wants to see Powerhouse Hobbs return as a babyface and feud with Lance Archer. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Big men slapping meat. Big meaty men slapping meat.
That was odd.
You haven't ever heard anybody in the IWC say that?
No, I've heard that, but it's just odd coming from your mouth, Tanner.
All right. Mods say Brian Cage can't talk. He cuts the same promo every time.
Okay.
Or no, or is that Dax? Or is that Dax, Majin, you're talking about? I have a feeling it's Dax that he's talking about. Dax has a look. He doesn't even look muscular. He just looks fat, Majin says. And that was to Dax about the promos. Oh, boy.
You know what? That fucking maple syrup gave you diabetes. And you can't see. The diabetes is taking your eyesight. And I sympathize with that. And I will leave it at that.
I love how these
Majin, I really hope you're not diabetic. I really hope you're not diabetic. And Paul and I don't stand for everything Shep says. We're just doing it.
These are the thoughts of Austin Shepherd, not the Kicking Out podcast.
I do it for my family. I do it for my kids. Blah, blah, blah. Every promo. Same time. I ain't even in the business as long as Dex. I can clear him in promos with ease.
Wow. Okay, so what makes Brian Cage better?
Thank you, Steffi. Thank you.
He's not as far as I know.
good.
You know what? Then I'm gonna Majin, DM me your address. I'm gonna send you a care package full of maple syrup.
He probably can get better maple syrup up there than we got out here.
Never mind. It'll pass customs. It'll pass customs.
Whatever you do, Majin, don't trust anything from Shep.
So, one thing we didn't really talk about, we saw BCC just clearing house all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they are going to be known as BCC. We saw them attack. Who'd they attack earlier in the night? Because later in the night, they attacked. Oh, it was Dark Order. They attacked Dark Order, and then it was Top Flight and Action Andretti backstage before the pickup truck left because Johnny Hungy went sprinting after the pickup truck.
Leave it to Johnny Hungy to do that.
But, you know, a lot of people are complaining about this, but I have no problem with this because all those guys were AEW guys pretty much from day one.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not the biggest names, but they're fighting for AEW. So I have no problem with them being a part of this feud right now with BCC.
Yeah.
If it ever happens, does Shane McMahon become the leader of this group?
You know, I still think that Shane O'Mac comes to AEW eventually, but I've shifted my thoughts that he's going to be a part of the storyline. I don't think he's going to be. I don't know where they put him in, but I don't think he's going to be part of this now. I did until what we saw Wrestle Dream, and now what we've seen since in Moxley's promo since, I think Moxley's just the leader of the group. And don't you find it odd how he's the world champ, but yet we don't see the title around him at all?
Yeah, I love that they took that title, threw it in the book bag, mm-hmm. and then.
So are they going to debut a new look title?
Maybe.
Maybe. But it would make sense if the new leader debuted that title.
So you still think somebody else is coming in from the outside to be the leader?
It only makes sense. I mean, I know they ran into each other at an airport and Dallas, Texas, or whatever, and they took pictures. And
yeah,
there's enough money that Shane would show up for sure, and it would make sense. So
in the EDM module, I know that like Moxley did say something about he was brought in by somebody to do this at one point, but it's just weird. Like some weeks commentary mentions something about somebody else, and the other weeks it's nothing. So it's kind of like,
and
I don't know. Maybe it's to keep us guessing like we are. So
I don't know if we'll get a new title or not, but I like the fact that Mox isn't carrying this at all times because it kind of proves his point of this was never for the title. Yeah. This was for AEW. This was because of what you've done. This is because you've changed.
Yeah, I don't think it's Sami Callihan either, Steffi. No.
It's Don Callis.
He does enough on TV.
You know, I could see Sami Callihan joining this faction. And it would also fit with Shane coming in because Sami Callihan was a failed NXT wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he just re-signed a contract
with TNA.
Yeah.
I was trying to look that up. I can't. I think you're right, Paul, but I'm not seeing anything on Fightful.
I think Steffi said something about it.
She did. She did. She did.
It was a multi-year. Yeah. Hey, speaking of promoting their shows ahead of time.
Yeah, no, it's great. That's what they need to do. They need to do to get ticket sales up wherever they go.
Yeah, not just popping it up down below like Raw does.
Mod said if it's going to be anyone to control Mox, it would have to be a bigger star. Mox is a bigger star than Sami is. And she said it's 3-year contract extension with TNA.
El Generico.
Let's see what Sami Zayn's contract is. See, everybody we bring up, they don't have listed as the contracts on here. It's frustrating me.
I see Sami and Kevin staying in Connecticut.
Yeah. Kevin's contract's through 2024, but there sounds like he's in pretty deep negotiations with WWE right now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ain't going anywhere.
Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods are through December 2024, according to Fightful. I don't see them going anywhere else, though.
No, they're too big in WWE.
And we got to keep Xavier Woods and Saraya away from each other.
True.
Yeah. True, we don't need another incident.
A brother Fluff Salisbury Orange saw Mox's title in the bag and thought, that son of a bitch is stealing one of my gimmicks.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I hope he brings that up. I hope he brings it up in a promo.
Yeah. Hey, he doesn't want to be a leader. He was approached last night at Collision. He said that's not for him.
Mm-hmm.
Range. So, what do you guys think about Christian Cage going over Jay White in the main event of Dynamite with the help of Hangman Adam Page?
Sloppy.
Wasn't great.
I could do it without Kip being in the picture.
Yeah.
And Kip came in too early, which. I'm a Kip guy, and I'm still criticizing Kip for that because that was stupid.
Now, hold on, Paul. What over the last 6-8 months have made you a Kip guy?
I've always enjoyed Kip Sabian.
Yes. It's just I remember him talking about her and Penelope when we started this thing in 2021.
So. Okay. So yeah. that was before old Shep. Okay.
Old Shep came on midway through 22.
Now, did you like Kip or did you like Penelope?
I liked Kip.
Because didn't Penelope start with Janella, right?
Yeah, and then by the time AEW came around, she had already, moved on.
Flip sides, yeah. No. Okay. And then that was a storyline between those two for a while. It was.
Yeah.
I still cannot believe Joey Janela technically main evented a pay-per-view with AEW.
I know.
He main evented with Mox, didn't he?
Yeah, Mox said it was either, it was Fighter Fest. Yeah, Fighter Fest.
Yeah.
Because then Fight for the Fallen was the Rhodes against the Jacksons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were the two in between Double or Nothing and All Out.
You know, hey, I think there's a lot of wrestlers in AEW that cannot wrestle as good as Joey Janela. And I know we call him Joey Nutella because of his physique and the dumb shit he does in GCW, but the guy can go.
Yeah, he can.
And there's some guys that are on the roster right now that I'm thinking, I'd almost rather have old Joey Nutella back.
He admits he had a good tweet the other day. Actually, I'm going to find it. If you guys want to keep talking, I'm going to
find that, Shep, I'm going to ask you a question. Joey Nutella or Darby Allin have a world title? Not necessarily AEW, but even if it's an indie main title, which would you rather see?
I would go with Darby, and you're going to laugh at this because what we've seen on Darby on television, Darby is more crazy. And I don't know if I know Joey jumped off the building through some light tubes and ripped the side of his body open with Gage once, but
is you'd be okay with Darby holding a main promotion title anywhere other than AEW?
If Darby held the GCW title, the Wrestling Revolver title, the Hog title, I don't see a problem with that. I just see a problem with a guy like Darby taking it off of Danielson, a guy like Darby taking it off of Mox. I don't know, man. It just doesn't fit for me. Again, nothing against Darby. It's not there. It's not there. You know, Darby and Ethan Page had some wars in Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some drag out wars, but I'm pretty sure they were never for their world title.
Probably not.
Now you got, at one point, Ethan Page was holding the NXT title. So,
yeah. And we talked a lot about House of Black. Looks like they are, what are they called? Collisionites, collisioners, collision stars,
colliders. But they're on Dynamite this week.
Yeah, I know. But hey, they're on, Collision too. So,
yeah.
But we've been talking a lot about, you know, what are they doing? What are their plans for them? And they are back in Trios action again. So
yeah,
maybe we see the Trios title around their waists one more time before Malachi heads to Connecticut.
Here we go.
So his wife can have a break from getting her ass kicked every week.
So on October 14th, it was 5 years ago to date, that Kenny defeated Joey Janela in the Lights Out match at AEW Dark, which that kind of got dark to become popular and to become kind of what it was. Mm-hmm. And he tweeted that and said, could have done so much with me after this, but I got cooked in weird angles, storylines, and then my own issues in a pandemic. Happy it happened though. Glad the fans still talk so highly about it. Kenny is the man. So there we go.
Sounds like some deep, dark issues he had personally.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about from Dynamite or Rampage, Collision, Battle of the Belts, anything?
Oh, not from any of those, but I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
It relates to AEW in one aspect of it.
Okay.
And it involves Malachi Black's wife,
Zelina Vega.
What are your guys' thoughts on the circulating rumor on the internet that she only is staying on TV and still only has a job so that they can get Malachi back to Connecticut?
It's a dirty business tactic, but business is business.
Because, I mean, they put her in all these title matches and all these big matches just to have her lose.
You do what's best for business.
I mean, you know, Looks like Tony's not going to let the Lucha Bros go.
Yeah.
Looks like he's probably not going to let Miro go.
You have Paul Levesque over there now, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have a little business savvy from his father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do what's best for business. I mean, look what happened. Let's reverse it. Look what happened with Andrade and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Andrade could not get back to WWE fast enough.
No.
Yeah.
Now, was he misused a little bit?
Yeah. Some of that was probably his fault, too.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. But when it's all said and done, he's with his wife. Yep. And now they're happy.
Yep.
The guy can wrestle once a month and take an L, but he's with his wife.
Yep. And you know, on the same line, Buddy Matthews probably could have went back, but he resigned with AEW because he really knew they weren't going to use him over there, and his wife's doing just fine without him.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And both of them have stated that both Rhea and Buddy have stated that they're going to stay where they're at.
Yep.
Well, and Buddy gets to work some selected independents as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to see him in South Bend and a year and a half ago. So, I mean, yeah.
Yep.
Money's no issue with Buddy, especially with probably what Rhea's making. So,
yeah. Yeah, she just, I believe, re-signed a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Andrade could not get back to WWE fast enough, and he is below where he was previously on the card. It ain't always green on the other side, according to Majin.
He's what, the speed champion now?
One of the few things Majin and I agree upon.
Yep.
Hey, there's Thunder Rosa announcing that she's free and clear to wrestle again.
Yep.
Her hair's like really long all of a sudden. That's got to be extensions.
So what do we got coming up on Dynamite this week?
That versus that versus this versus that.
Yes, wow. Paul. Thank you, wow. Paul. So it's Dynamite and Rampage from Salt Lake City. We're going to hear from Kyle Fletcher. We got House of Black in action. We got Sammy Guevara versus Shelton Benjamin. Sammy's back from his latest injury. We're going to have Jack Perry and the Young Bucks versus Daniel Garcia and Private Party. And we got what's probably going to be the main event for the AEW World Championship, Mark Briscoe against the Learning Tree, Chris Jericho, in a ladder war.
Now, say that again. What championship?
The ROH World Championship.
Okay. I swear you said AEW Championship.
Sorry, ROH World Championship. Sorry. Okay. But remember when Tony said we were going to stop seeing ROH Championships defended on the AEW TV?
Yeah.
I don't know, boys. I got a bad feeling Jericho's going over winning that thing.
Yeah.
I do know.
I had that feeling at the pay-per-view, and it failed
That's
me.
That's what cost
so
you.
Yeah. Hopefully, it actually happens where Jericho wins. And then I want my points for Jericho winning.
Now, wait a minute. You hopefully you want it to happen?
No, I don't want it to happen.
You said hopefully it happens.
Okay. All right. I want it to because I called it. I don't want it to. Shut up and let me finish, Chip.
3 weeks ago, you called it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good now?
Yeah, I'm not going to interrupt you, I promise.
ROH is dying.
I will not interrupt you the rest of the night.
ROH is dying.
I promise. All right, I'm done.
ROH is dying, unfortunately. We're not getting the eyes on it that we would want to have on it. That was shown by Athena not being higher in the rankings than she was. And I think putting the title on Jericho would be beneficial because it gets eyes on the brand. You see, that's what happened with AEW. People tuned in because they wanted to see Jericho as champion. I think that's what you're going to get again. ROH is dying off. TK's trying to save it. Put it on Jericho.
Yeah. Ladder will be, it'll be a fun match, though.
I mean, I love Briscoe. Don't get me wrong. He deserves the title, but I don't want Jericho to take it off of him. But at the same time, Jericho's the bigger name between the two.
Can you guys help me or somebody in the comments, though? I've seen highlights of a ladder war match, especially the Hardys and the Bucks, but I've never actually seen a ladder war match. What's the rules? What is it? How's it different between just a ladder match?
I think it's
multiple ladders.
It is
multiple ladders. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't disagree with trying to bring a little more recognition to ROH.
Yeah, it's the same.
But do you think a 55-year-old guy can win in a ladder match?
No.
With help he can.
But he'll have help. He'll have Big Bill and he'll have
okay. But Briscoe's gonna have the conglomerate.
He's 53, Chef. Don't age him by 2 years.
His pecs look like jello.
Remember when he bled that one time?
He looks like he just got ballistic gelled.
He's about as bow-legged as a... Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Good. I like the restraint Shep's showing tonight.
I'm trying.
You're growing up on the pod.
I am trying to get mature at my old age.
Big Bill alone is bigger than all of the conglomeration.
Big Bill.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Big Bill.
And Brother Fluff Salisbury, you to use ladders, bazookas, and grenades in the Ladder Wars match. I could get violent. Yes.
Who's putting a grenade in whose mouth and super kicking it out right before it explodes?
Don't give them any ideas.
Oh, boy.
It's got to be better than sparklers.
We're not talking about sparklers anymore.
I want Briscoe to Canadian destroy Jericho off of a 6-foot ladder.
Oh boy. Only six.
Okay.
I think it could happen.
Okay.
I would love a J driller, but we only see that every once in a while.
Right. Special occasions. So
yeah.
All right. Anything else, boys?
No, I don't have anything else.
Although over Paul Short of the Outrunners did go over the how do you say it?
LFI, that's what I say.
Yeah, but how do you say it?
I don't know.
Los Caninablos. Yeah. Ha cha 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 cha. That's all you can
say. That's not correct, but on many different reasons it's not correct. But
that's not correct. They're Hispanic. I mean,
Ship's all medicated up, people. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Jericho, or I'm not Jeff Jarrett.
No, you're not Jericho.
I'm not Jericho. I'm not Jeff Jarrett coming down the entryways throwing tortillas at the fans.
He knows how to get heat.
We all remember how that went.
Oh, man. I don't even want to hear from you, Shep.
Why?
I don't know. And of course, I'm sure I haven't seen the results, so I'm kind of scrolling through them. There was an eliminator match, and I'm sure Anna Jay lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eliminators. They're the best.
They're terrible.
They are awful.
No. Stupidest thing under the sun. Stupid. Oh, yeah, no. Anna Jay did win. Anna Jay pinned Mariah May. I just scrolled down to the end of it.
I didn't watch it, so
couldn't talk. It was actually on Battle of the Belts.
Those are trash. Stupid. I thought those were going to be so cool when they first debuted them, but.
And it looks like it'll be in 2 weeks. They will.
Thank you, Steffi. Great ECW quote there.
They will be facing off for the AEW World Championship match in Philadelphia in 2 weeks.
I thought Philadelphia, what is that, Collision? I thought the thing 2 weeks was in Cleveland.
It's on Collision.
So are they literally, is NXT running Philly the same night AEW's running Philly?
No, they're doing it on a Wednesday against Dynamite.
Okay.
Collision's the Philly on Saturday.
Hmm. All righty.
Yeah. So she'll lose that match because nobody watches Collision.
All right, Paul. Who's your wrestler of the week?
Ooh. Yeah, we probably should do that before we wrap things up. I kind of forgot.
Don't worry, I got you, Tanner.
Well, and
Joe Girardi looking son of a buck.
To be one of the few people to win a eliminator match, I gotta go Anna Jay. Just because
I don't know if you could call a wrestler the week. You didn't know she won until 2 minutes ago.
You didn't know. Yeah, you didn't even watch the match.
So
it could have been the worst match of all time. She could have got knocked out and just got help to win.
No. Santa J. No, she doesn't cheat.
Anna J doesn't cheat. Oh, do you have a little crush on Anna J? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. No.
Just a little.
No. Teeny little. No, in all seriousness, no, I'm not going with her. But I would say congratulations on being, you know, I'm not backing up. You now, none of y'all let me finish my thing. You just
I'm on the hope. This is my hope train. Hope train.
We good now?
Yeah, Paul hates us. Paul hates us.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't. Shelton Benjamin. Good showing.
Man. Steal my
good showing.
Boo. I'm going in a losing effort. I'm going Jay White.
Good pick.
I was skeptic 2 weeks ago when this all started. But now I kind of see the storyline folding out, and we're gonna get some really good matches in the future with Jay White and Hangman and going on and on. So yeah, definitely Jay White.
Not much to pick from.
Oh, then we gotta wait on Tanner. Always waiting on Tanner.
You know what? I'm going to go with FTR. I don't know if I've picked them in a long time.
Because normally Shep picks them before you can.
That's
you
know, true.
All the hurricane relief stuff they're doing. Going with FTR.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Ratings. Tanner, let's start with you since it took you so long to figure out who your wrestler was.
I'm going 6-8. It was a fine show, but it wasn't a needle mover for me for any reason.
You're talking about Dynamite, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch anything else, so 6-8 okay. Dynamite for me.
I think there's a lot of confusion going on with some storylines. They're not clear. They're a little cloudy, which could be okay down the road. The show as a wrestling show was okay. Just thought we needed a little bit more clarity with some stuff going on, so I'm going 6-2.
Okay.
Well, Majin's siding with Paul now instead of me from now on. That's all right. Paul needs fans.
Paul does need fans. Check out Tales from the Shadows. Oh.
Well, now wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Paul got a fan from Canada, so is that only worth a half?
Oh. Oh. Majin, I'll count you as a full fan. I'm not these two jackalopes.
Oh, now he's using the jackalope term.
That's my term.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to treat you like these two douche waffles do. Better? Or would you prefer me go with jackalopes?
I mean,
Little Jimmy champion. You got your ratings still to do.
Little Jimmy.
6-6.
Hey, Majin, you go come down to the States. I'll take you to a Waffle House if you're going to be douche waffles.
Oh, boy, he's going to buy a Paul shirt off kickingoutshop.com.
Hey, you know what, Majin? You're always telling people to buy our merch. Why don't you buy our merch?
Buy the merch, you marks.
Now we're talking about currency here.
Oh, wow.
That's if Trudeau don't rob your bank account, bud.
Hey, you know what? Canada's got free healthcare.
They do healthcare right up there.
Anything else, boys?
Nope.
Shep wants to say a lot, but he's like, I'm restraining. So.
We should probably stop right now.
Hey,
look at this.
Lord.
We're the top of the sixth. The Dodgers are.
I don't want to talk baseball.
The Dodgers are up 6-3, but the Mets have the bases loaded with two outs. I would love a Subway Series. I think that'd be awesome.
I hate the Mets.
Really? You would want the Mets in this I think the Dodgers are way more dangerous than the Mets.
Oh, I agree with you, but like a lot of Yankee fans hate the Red Sox more than the Mets. I hate the Mets more than Red Sox. I just do not like the Mets.
Why? What made you become a Yankees fan? Let's go. Let's get into the root of that.
Oh, man. Well, I will admit it was a bandwagon thing when I was young because they were so good. But it's funny. It's at, I got out, I think the first year I
no truly wonder he's a Batista fan. Paul
was 03. And then they didn't do much after 03. I mean, they made the series and won.
So
in
you
09.
Didn't even watch the original Subway Series in 2000?
I remember it. Clemens throwing the broken bat at Piazza. I remember it all, yeah, but I wasn't. Yeah. I was 8 years old.
Get your shit together, Tim.
I was eight. I was in third grade.
Well, I was a junior in high school trying.
My
to
My God!
I was My trying God. To figure. I was trying to figure out how to take a Culligan water jug and make it into a water bomb.
My God. On that note, I think I'm done for tonight.
We successed.
Yep.
And on that note, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media. Hopefully soon, by the way, Majin. It takes a little bit to grow. I don't grow facial hair very quickly.
Oh, you're growing the beard.
I mean, yeah. My hair's been growing for almost a year now, and it's just this long. So, you know, it takes a while for me.
Is that a natural color red?
Sure it isn't.
Well, I need to know if I can make a ginger joke or not.
I was born a ginger, so help yourself.
So that is a natural color red.
It's closer now than it was when I dyed it, yeah.
Okay. It was an honest question, guys.
Yeah. No. I at one point I was born ginger. Then it turned bleach blonde, so freaking white that it made Flair's hair look like it actually was dark. And then over the years, it's just gotten darker. So, but anyway, there you go, Kev.
No more ginger jokes till next week.
Okay. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. And if it's Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. Majin, get your shirt now. I expect to see a picture of you on social media in a KOP shirt soon. Be sure to follow all of us on social media. Follow Tanner Lee at TannerLee92. Follow Austin Shepherd at TheShep27. And follow myself at PaulZartman87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.